Kedvach, we were up to Shimpei Ches. We just did Sefir Aleph last week. Just want to be moisef a few nekudas in Sefir Aleph, and then we'll go to Sefir Beis. Sefir Beis is very important. Just take care of your car accidents and everything else. Okay, in Sefir Aleph, Nachum the Mechaber says, Osa ha-moisef asher zomam, u-masar, Also, lahargoy elam kein huksak limsor shareze yahorek shemiyim sa'achere. Before we learned that the guy, before he did the ma'aseh misiri, is on the way to do a ma'aseh misiri, avadi allowed to kill him, if that's what it takes to protect yourself, if you can't be matol le'achem me'avarv. But once he did, asher zamam umasa, then it's also lahargoy. You can no longer. What's the justification to kill him? It's too late. Whatever he did, the damage was done. You're not gonna be able to kill him. Elam kein huksak limsor. But if it was huksak to be a ma'aseh. He did it three times. Rav Kivega said maybe only twice is enough, but he was hooked at glimpse already, so he has a shame moisa on him. Then you're allowed to kill him. Shereza Yarig, why? So the Mechab says the reason why now you're allowed to kill him because Shem Yim Sarcharin, because maybe he'll now kill other people. If a guy is muksa glimso, you know he's going to probably continue to do so. And if he's going to continue to do so, then it's like koidim ha-maisa. It's like he's about to be moisa tomorrow, so you may as well eliminate him today before the damage is done. That's the Lashon, really, this is coming from the Rambam. This is the time of the Rambam. The Tshuvas HaRosh, and Klal Yitzayin, the Torah brings it down actually, says this Svarah as well, but actually it's Maisam Nacha Svarah. And he says the Svarah is, I'm trying to quote Bekitzer's Lashon, it's Mishum Migdam Milsa, it was like a Takona, Migdam Milsa, Mishay Yivasru HaAcherim, that other people should learn a lesson, and we'll do away with this guy to teach other people a lesson, V'lo Yibu Maisam B'Yisrael. You have to know what gives you right to kill someone for that. I mean, it sounds like this is another reason. But he holds that out of Migdal Milsa, we allowed Klal Yisrael to kill away Moisrim, to do away with them, even if we're not afraid of them. We're afraid that other people are going to learn from them, and other people are going to become Moisrim. If you see that a Moisrim can get away with it, so they're going to stop becoming Moisrim. We want to teach people a lesson, a deterrent, they shouldn't be Moisrim be Yisrael. What's the Nafka Mina? So the Ksav Seifer, Chuvus Ksav Seifer in Yeridea, Kuf Lamed Zayin says that the Nafka Mina is, what happens if this person is no longer influential? He cannot be moise anybody else. He had a position, and that's how he was always constantly being moise people, and now he lost that position, so his dvarav are not nishmoim anymore in the Beis HaMalchus, so he doesn't have the ability to be moise. So if you're learning Parsha just out of Pshat of the Rambam, the Mechaber, Shem Yim Sa'achayim, now you don't have the time anymore, L'chayra. So that's what he says. Mashayin Kate, if you're learning out to Chuvus HaRosh, out to Migdal Milsa, we don't want people to become moise, we have to teach them a lesson, so then even B'chai Gavni, even though we're not afraid in the future, still you're allowed to kill him. Another nafkamina could be L'chayra, is if what happens if it's Efshalatza binin acher, Becha Meyavarov, let's say, like it says in Sif Yud, it says you're not allowed to kill a Moisa if you could do away with him, if you can minimize the damage. So if it would be out the time of Shem Yim Sa'achem, like the Machabo, so if it would be able to do it, Becha Meyavarov, then you wouldn't be able to do it. Mashenkin, if the time would be out to Migdal Milsa, then a Migdal Milsa could be a blank check that once he's a Moisa, in Sif Yud, he wasn't a Moisa yet, he was on the way to Moisa the first time, so then the Echa Meyavarov, you're now allowed to kill him. But in this case, where he's already Huxak Limsa, he's already Shaina Moisa, he already lost his right to live, out to Migdal Milsa, we have to teach people that Moisim can't get away with it, we're going to have to kill them, so you would be able to... What? But taking off an arm might not send the point as well. If you hold it, that's enough. No, I'm not like, whatever it is. No, so I'm saying, in Sif Yud is on the way he's doing his first Moisim Messiah. So if he could do it by taking off his arm or cutting his tongue out, and that would be enough, then no problem. That's enough. Mashayin Kain over here, where he already did it a couple of times, he already has a shame moise on him, so now we got to teach him a lesson, teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. We can't have moise from getting away with it. So we're going to do whatever it takes. So if that would be the case, even if it's after lots of Bekham Yavarv, like the Chuvitz Arash, Lachay, it should be mutta to kill him. That would come out of Nafkamina. Lamaisa, the Yamsha Shloima is sort of, he has a different spin on things, but at least in Halacha, he says, going back to his case was that the person's no longer influential. So according to Ksav Seifer once says, if you're no longer influential, according to the Mechab, you have no right to kill him, because you don't have the Chash, Shem Yim Zacherim. The Yamshe Shleima holds that when you have the Chash, Shem Yim Zacherim, you're not allowed to kill him b'yadayim. It's only Lafuke that if he's no longer influential, you can't kill him b'yadayim, but b'avad meridim. Whatever, you make sure to fix his wagon. Make sure that he dies. Just you can't do it in bloody murder. You can't kill him and strangle him. You can't submerge him. In like Rabbi Chanan in the mikveh, you can't do that. But what you could do is cause whatever grummies you could to make sure that this guy dies. It's a good idea to do. Means he is in the parsha of those that are meridim, even if he no longer is influential. So he lost, in that way, at least he lost his right to live. He's certainly not going to save him in anything like that. From a practical perspective, we said before, the Rambam says, on the way to his first Mesira, like Lachdek L'Shoinoi, Lismus Einov, it's also Lahargoi, because he's not worse than any other Raidiv, the Yamshe Shloime in Yevamis, by all places, and in Perg Yud or Simen Chav, the Yamshe Shloime in Teich Dvarav, doesn't bring that, obviously, he lived at the same time or before the Rambam, but he says, nearly Halacha L'Maisa. That even if the Moisa, the very first time he's on the way to do Mesira, even if you could try to be matzel by Ech Mevarv, and he gives Mamish this lashon, he says, Lachtek L'Shoinayu L'Naka Einav, cut out his tongue or blind him, he says, still kill him. You're better off, you should kill him. Halacha L'Maisa, I hold that even if you have Shalatza Ech Mevarv, you should kill him. Why? He says, because it doesn't work. He says, there's a Karav Levadai, that if you're going to do anything in the Kachapa, chop off a limb or cut out his tongue, it's karav levade sheyalo chas v'shalom al Yisrael. V'chein re'isi b'yomai shetakala g'day l'bol Yisrael me'maisa kazeh. There were people who are from her, and what they did was that they decided they're going to be only b'matzel b'echem y'varav, and they cut out the guy's tongue, and it made it even worse. What happened was that the guy now took major nakam against Klal Yisrael. So obviously this needs a fi rois eini hadayonim to know what's the best thing, but the Yom Shom just bringing out a good svara is that if you're going to hurt this guy, he's going to figure out how to take the nekama back in a real bad way. So therefore, you're best off just eliminating him right now. So again,
is it even for a guy who calls the cops in an accident?
Okay, a guy who calls the cops in an accident, we're going to get accidents in Sifyat Beis, but if a guy does a maisa misira on the way, then you're allowed to kill him. If it's Ba Lamashu, right now there is a Pasha, right now we're just busy with it Friday, that so Reuven was Maisa Shimon, and it's a criminal offense, and he took him and he reported to the DA. The guy might sit in jail, and it's not going to be in Otisville, it might be in different types of jail, where it's a suffix if he's going to come out alive, right? So, yeah, that person, you can kill him. That person, you can kill him. Like the Avshar Shlaimi is just saying that before you just try to do Echem Yevarv, think if this Echem Yevarv is really going to work, because it really doesn't work, because the guy's going to figure out to take Nakama. I mentioned this in the past, but I'll say it again, that the Meiri says that all this is B'mokim, that Yad Yisrael is Gever Aleinu, but B'mokim She'ein Donin B'dine Yisrael, Al Yisakin Odom Atzmi Bekach, person shouldn't put himself into a sakana to try to kill a maisa. Why? She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz B'Misasin Shel Rishayim B'Zman Timshach Achrei in Misas HaTzadikim. Guy's going to be mamish. Oh, Hashem Shemayim is going to kill a maisa, and then the next day he's going to be put to trial, and he's going to either be locked up for life, or he's going to have capital punishment, whatever it is. He says, not kedah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that Rishayim should die, and afterwards followed by Tzadikim. Better off, let him live and let you live, and you're better off. Again, Chachamena Bereisha, if you ever have to do Chulila such a thing, make sure you do it in a nice way. all right. You think that the Maisa isn't common. Baruch Hashem Grada today is my name, it's taka not common. But throughout the ages, it was common. And it seems if you're based, I'm going to Belina to bring Tshuva after Tshuva, different Maisa, where they taka did away with Maisrim. There is such a thing. It's not like something veiled and unheard of. All right. One more Nakuda. As it says, Asa Maisa Shazama Masa Asa Lahargoy, the Chuvah's Ksav Saifa, that Chuvah says that it's of course only talking about this person who was a Maisa Litayavan. He had some cheshen why he wanted to be a Maisa. So if he's a Maisa Litayavan, so now you have a Pasha, you don't have the Heta to kill him mitzad Mesira. And I Mumba, no, he's like a Mumba Litayavan, you don't have the Heta either. But if he'll be a Maisa Lahaches, Neged, his Lashon Neged Noisin HaTaira, you know, he wants to be in Lahaches, he has nothing from it, but he wants to prove Klal Yisrael, prove the Bnei Yisrael and Chulila point, whatever it is, Cheshbon is. If he's a Maisa Lahaches, then he's Loigara from Mumarim in the Torah, that are Mumarim Lahaches, that they have a Dinu Meridim, and in the Chanam, you can kill him even if he already did the Maisa Mesira. If he's like a Jew hater, something like that, you know, his own self-hating Jew, or whatever it is, and you're allowed to kill him, because that might be Lahaches. All right, let's move on to Sifyat Beis. There's a lot here in Sifyat Beis. We said before, just in contrast, I don't have it here, but we said before that it's that even if a person is meitzim, mitzar, or mitzars you, you still have no right to be meitzim, and if you are meitzim, even in that case, even if he's a rasha, a bal averus, whatever it is, ain lo chelek leilam haba. Comes along the Mechaba, which is really from the Rambam, and has a major chiddush. Kol ha-meitzer, the Shakespeare says meitzer, we'll see, kol ha-meitzer ha-tzibur, you pain, you afflict the tzibur, mitzar, mutter lemoisra biyadakum, la koisai, ula osroi, ula konsai. You'll either put him biyadakum to beat him up, to put him in, to imprison him, ula konsai to penalize him, avam mipnei tzar yochid, but for only for a tzar of a yochid, that's also lemoisra, like we said before. On the way, you'll have to do away with any moisa. Now, we're not talking about a moisa, we're talking about, if you look in the Shach, he changes the girsa in Sivkot Nantes. Kenu b'chol sifri ha-machabu v'yishushan v'toysu v'tzarklamu kol ha-meitza v'chenu b'tu v'rambam. What we're talking about is someone who's a meitza. A meitza, he is troubling a yochid. You have no right to be meisim. You have to daim l'ischel Hashem. You have to be hashkem l'arve beis ha-medish, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of your enemies. But if he's meitzel l'rabim, if he's a public menace, he causes problems constantly to the tzibur. Someone who's a meitzel l'rabim, he's not a meisafil. He's just a meitzel l'rabim, a tzaris l'rabim. We're going to see some examples. You're allowed to be meisra biyadakam. You're allowed to be meisim back. He's not shepherding a yochid, he's shepherding a tzibur. If he's shepherding a tzibur, then you're allowed to meisra biyadakam, report on him, whatever it takes, la'koisi, even if he has bodily harm, or la'osa, even if he's imprisoned, or la'konsi, and if he's penalized, it doesn't make a difference. Fine, no matter what. It's only minei tzai yochid, it's also la'maisrin.
He's going around to all different people, like this and this,
that's go
call.
So now, the shaila is, what's the shir, what's the chilek? I didn't see anyone who's magdir the chilek between a yochid and a rama. What's the kala point? 2, 3, 22? What's the shir? A minion, if he does it to a minion. What's the cutoff point that now he's considered a meitzel l'rabim, a meitzel l'tzibur rather than to a yochid? But we're going to see a few examples shortly that at least we get some type of idea. But I didn't see anyone who mamish expresses this chilek, what's the cutoff point between a yochid and a tzibur. But nevertheless, the Mechaber said, if you're a meitzel l'tzibur, you have a right to do away with the guy. If you look in the Shaks of Cotton Samach, he says, Dafko tzar yochid. Only a tzar yochid is also l'mosre, this yochid. Avu b'moisa l'yochid, but if he's trying to be moisa l'yochid, that we already said before, dino ki moisa l'tzibur, and you have a right to do away with him. So this is the Shaks Raya. I mean, like, it's like
between the
Mitzah, a Mitzah just means he's paying, he's causing trouble, he's getting them into trouble constantly, whatever it is, he's wrecking their items. We're going to see other things. He might be a reckless driver. We'll see that if he's a Mitzah l'rabim, that's Mitzah. He's not a Mitzah. If he's a Mitzah, Havada on the way to do the Mitzah Mesira, Havada you're allowed to kill him. So therefore, Dr. Shach, the Girsa couldn't have been called a Mitzah Hatzibah, because if he was a Mitzah, even if he'd be a Yachar, it would be Mitzah. Therefore, the Girsa has to be called a Mitzah. Miu Efsha, Dr. Shach, which I think he's trying to keep our Girsa, that's his Kavana, that where's the chilik between a Tzibah and a Yachar, Lagabi a Mitzah. Miu Efsha, de la Rambam, the Sri Lady Kvam Mosa, Ein Hargan Isai, like he says in Sifir Aleph, that once he did the Mitzah Mesir, now let it kill him. Elam Ken Hooksuk Bemaisa, Sri Lady Bemaisa Letziba, if you're a Mitzah Letziba, I feel a Hooksak Mutul Mitzah Biarakam. So Dr. Shach, actually means to be Mekayim the Gesa, I could have a nafkamina by a Maisa between a Tzibah and a Yochid. If he's a Maisa le Yochid one time, and he's not Muksik Lakak, Shteit and Sifir Aleph, you know, let it kill him. That's the Mechabashita. We remember if the Shach argued, the Shach and Sivkot Nun Hei, but then other Rishonim hold that even after one time you're allowed to kill him. Good. But the Mechabah holds that you're not allowed to kill him unless you're Muksik. So the Shach, Ad Khan is only if he was a Maisa le Yochid. But if someone was Maisa at Tzibah, even if it's one time, there's a major, major Chiddush ahead of the Shach, and everyone calls the Shach. And I didn't see anyone who argues, is if a guy was one time Maisa Letziba, you already can kill him. Not a problem. You don't have the Chshash Shem Yimsa Acherim. It doesn't make a difference. If he's a Maisa Letziba, you can do away with the guy. It's not a problem. So that's the Shach. Now the Maisa is, it's a chilub between a Maisa Le'yachir and a Maisa Letziba. Now, let's bring it out a little bit. Let's learn one part of the Ramah, and we'll see a little bit. Hagaz, Dr. Ramah, Misha Isik B'Zayufim. Someone who's dealing with counterfeit money, or any other similar thing that could get the tzibur into trouble, by his practice, by his dealings, he might reflect on all the Jews in town and cause all the Jews in town to get into trouble. Masrin boy, you give him a warning, shelo yaseh, not to do this. Vim eino mashgiach, and if he doesn't listen, yuchaylin lamasroi loyma shein acha mesasek boy elazel ovad. A guy is dealing with counterfeit money, and chalil, if he would be caught, a lot of people would get into trouble, not just himself. They would cheshish to other people, because first, the counterfeit money is spread around, passes from hand to hand. So whoever's caught with the counterfeit money, they might question him and believe that he was part of the counterfeiting process and get in trouble. They stop my take nekam on all the yidin or whatever it is. He is now considered a roidif. He's a meisel rabim. This person, even though it's not his kavana just to make a nice dollar, a shena dollar from his counterfeiting practice. He's Isaac in business. Business is business. Still, nevertheless, he has a din of a mice and he allowed to kill him. If you look in the Goyin, in Sivkot 9 Dalit, he says, the gamkin roidif who vavshei miskaven, even if it's not miskaven, the Goyin brings a raya. And even if it was only a day grama, and even if it was only mum and kal, it doesn't make a difference. Someone who does actions that jeopardize the safety of its tzibur is considered a roidif, and you're allowed to kill him. Yachal Masri, right? He has a din just like Gamkin Roidif, who the guy says he has the same din as a Roidif, and you're allowed to be Maisa. If you want to do a Biyadayim, you could do a Biyadayim Pashtis, but at least you could be Maisa, even though normally now it'll be Maisa people, right? But here you're allowed to be Maisim. I remember when there was I believe his name was Baruch Goldstein. I don't remember his name exactly, but he was the person who went into the mosque. Maris Makpel was the mosque. Maris Makpel, and he shot a bunch of people and whatever. I remember I went to a Shalom Zocher by my shvagah that Friday night, and Rav Shera was there, and he said, if you want to know, you know, the Rav Bianca said what the Heiliger Kurkovin was. You know, he finally found the Kurkovin. He saw, oh, this is the Heiliger Kurkovin that we're schwitzing on the Sugyan. So Rav Shera said, Bizarre Loshen, if you want to know what a Raid of Hatziva is, this is him. This is such a person, because from that Maisa, there's going to be a reaction. And he's being jeopardizing the safety of Itzib, is considered a Roidif L'Rabim. So to hear, if a person does actions that are, his actions are jeopardizing the safety, he's considered a Mazik L'Rabim, a Roidif L'Rabim, and you're allowed to kill him. So it's really two separate heterim. The first heter is a Meitzel L'Rabim, and the second heter is because he's a Roidif L'Rabim. His actions are causing a Sakana. Now the Ramah says over here that you first have to give him Asra, and then if he doesn't accept Asra, then you're allowed to be Meisa him. The Minchas Yitzchak learns up, and Pashas, he's right, that even in the Reisha, even by a Meitzel Rabim, you should have to give him Asra before you take action. First give him Asra, and if he still continues, then do away with the guy. Because like in every case, if you could always be Efshel Atila Bech Me'evarav, that's a type of Asra like Asra is, if you could satisfy, if you can have a solution without having to be Meisim, just giving him Asra and he'll stop. So obviously you shouldn't be Meisim, you should first give him Asra. Alright, that's the... Now there is a tshuva.
A Meitzel Rabim
Pashas you can kill as well. We're going to see, but at least, the very least, it says over here that you're allowed to be Meisim. Now there's a tshuva from the Neifes Tzufim. He lived a couple hundred years ago. You're allowed to be Meisim. You're allowed to report on him into the DA or whatever it is, get him in trouble with the authorities and fix his wagon, that he should stop shepherding the tzibah. Mm-hmm. There's a Chuvah's knife is Tzufim, Mekhoishim Mishra Shimpei Hei. Tzied Azam Meisim. He has a bunch of Tzirufim. But Batech Advarv, he says that even in such a guy who is a Mazik L'Rabim, he's a right of L'Rabim due to his actions, he says it doesn't give you a right for you personally, you as a Yochid, to be Maisim. It's only Davka Tuva Yair have this permission, and a Yochid doesn't have this permission. He says, who asked you, or what's his Lashon, who made you a Melech of, Misam Kolaroish on the Tziba to do this, Avada, you don't have the ability. It has to be the Chachamim, the Tuvei here, who have the ability. And the Pashas is, I don't think he's correct, because Be'etzim, if a guy would be even a Masak and a Yochid, you'd be allowed to do away with him. If he's a Raidif to you, then you're allowed to kill him even if he's a Yochid. It's just, God, we're talking about his actions, it doesn't differentiate between one person and 10 people, but if he is a doing something that's causing a Maisa Mesiro, an ultimate redifa on people in the Tziba, you should have a right to do away with him, or be Maisim, or whatever it takes. And Lachai, why would you need Dafka the Tuvi ear? Could be he really meant, because he's, like his thoughts of one way, it feels like it's the other, could be he really meant that Vadi, even a Yochid could do it. It's just when you give the Asra should come from the Tuvi ear, because Asra from Tuvi ear will be far more effective than Asra from a regular Yochid, because why would he listen to you? you're his equal. But if he gets 2 years Asra, he might back down. So Kol Zman, you didn't exercise that avenue of giving him Asra from the 2 year, trying your best Asra, so it might still be Bechlal, like Efshel Latzil Bechem Evrav. You didn't exhaust all your possibilities before your Maisa him. All right. But Lamaisa, I believe anyone could do it, as long as, yes, I mean, in all the dinam of Maisa, clearly you're supposed to ask Shelus Chachem just to make sure that you're doing something right. But, yeah, all right. Ramaisha has a diik over here. Whatever this means. Ramosha's case was that a person stole Sifrei Torah and clay kesef from shul, maybe even shuls, I don't remember if it was one or many, but they wanted to know, could they report him to the authorities? So Ramosha says, it's awesome, you're not allowed to report someone to the authorities, that's it, you're not allowed to do it. Even if he was a ganef, even if he's a mazik, you're not allowed to do it. And he says, that's what the Ramosha says in his case, when he says, Mishra Yitzhak b'zuyufim b'chodemi b'yitzhlocha sh'yazak rabim. How is he going to be a hezek the rabim, hezek Ramosha? The hezek's going to be the when the authorities catch on, they're going to think that everybody in the tzibah were dealing with counterfeit money or they're aiding and abetting him, so they'll throw the book at everyone in the tzibah. They'll punish the tzibah. That was the case. And he's right. That's the case of Mavu, and the truth is like that. That's the case. So why didn't he say a simpler case? The case should have been that a guy was Isaac, busy yufim, counterfeit money. Today he passed me counterfeit money. Tomorrow Yankel. The next day Shimon. The next day Levi. He's a mamish meitzel l'rabim. He's a tzara, whatever. He's a mazik l'rabim. He's really causing everyone a tzara. Elamai, you see Zakra Moshe, that wouldn't be enough to be meitzel the guy. So even though there's a guy, he's a ganef sifrei Torah and klei kesef, and it sounds like he does this by profession, he might continue to do so, and he's a mazik l'rabim, but that doesn't give you a heter to be meitzel. The only reason why you're allowed to be meitzel is because his actions jeopardize the tzibah. But here, even if he'll be caught for his gneva, they're not going to throw the book at the tzibah. They're going to just ganav dama bereisha. They're going to einish ma'anish just that person. So memeli, you have no right to be moisim, even if he's a ganav and even if he's a mazik. As a zakra moisha. All right. And his mashmois, like I said, it's even if he would do this and continue to do this, or even if he has continued to do this, he'd have done this numerous times.
Counterfeit money is not real money. What is
it? Yes, counterfeit is not real money. It's fake money. So you bought something, you got a change, and now you got something, and then he's shortchanging every single person in the community. Lamaisa is, one could argue with Ramosha, and that is that Nanich, you want to tell me you don't have this din of his actions are jeopardizing the tzibah, but it should be mutter because of the mechabes halacha. So on who's a meitzah, metzah, l'rabim, it's mutter no maizrei. So what's Ramosha saying? That if the guy would be oisiv with counterfeit money and shortchanging everyone, you have no right to be meitzah him? Of chayrut should be mutter. This guy is a meitzu mitzar l'rabim. He's a mazik. He's in public menace. L'chayrut should have a right to be meisim. Elamai Ramosha brought a right. Why does he have to say over here it's only mutter because he's a dinner roidev? Why not say he was a mutter because he shortchanged everybody? Teretz is because mechateis he taka shortchange any yid. Maybe he does. He's careful and he only shortchanges goyim. He has a business, but he knows where to use the counterfeit money. We'll see other tshuvas that have these type of cases where the person only used it to harm goyim, but not to harm yidin. So he doesn't have a diik from here, and in lomdus l'chayy, you should have the machabes halacha that he's a meitzu matzar l'rabim. I don't know. If I say it's Ramesh held that meitzu matzar l'rabim needs something more than just being a public menace and counterfeiting everybody. I don't know. Shortchanging everyone. All right. Now there's another halacha over here. This is coming from Meram Merisberg. Meram Merisberg actually says in two places. One, he has this case of Zayufim. Another place, he also has a case of Zayufim, and he has another case of a guy who was magzim to do a deleika. If it's not clear what he means, I saw a different achronim touch it up. But what it seems to me, if you look inside Meram, he means that a person threatened a guy in a different city. He threatened him that he's going to burn down his house. And when you do that, at those days for sure, fire was like a no-no, because, I mean, besides altogether threatening to harm somebody is a no-no. But especially when fire, usually when one house went up in smoke, the entire town went up in smoke. They were all together, and there was no fire insulation between the houses and whatever it was. So that was like a real no-no. You do that, then the officials will take nekama, not on you, but on the whole city. So he was basically with that maisa, he was a mazik l'rabim, and the same halacha, you could just do away with him, you're allowed to be maisa him. That's the Mukim Maram. But the Maram Merisberg fears is another halacha, which the Ramah doesn't bring down, and that is that if you didn't do it yet, you know a guy's counterfeiting, and you weren't moisa him. Kasha, you weren't moisa him, whatever it is, you didn't get around to do it. And now the Alila came around, and the government found out about it, and now they're choshish Reuven for doing it, and they're interrogating him, and now Reuven's under pressure. Is he allowed to snitch and say, it's not me, it's really Yena? Means now it's really sort of after the fact. But he's doing it to try to protect himself. And the Mukmar Ram says, yes, you are allowed to be Moisa, the counterfeiter, for doing it, because he had no right to counterfeit in the first place. He jeopardized the tziva. Means even though we have a halacha, ein adam nitvas al chaveroi, and if they suspect you for certain things, and the other, you can't snitch and say it's really somebody else. We had all our halachas like that. If you get a penalty in the mail, or whatever, we had different cases like that. But here, this is different, because that other guy deserves it. That other guy was, due to his actions, he was jeopardizing the tziba, he was a roidif, he was a public menace, and now I, Chalila, should be harmed because as a redifis, I have a right to be meisa him back and remove his messiah. Just like we had before, the Ramah says that if someone's trying to be meisa you, you have a right to precede him and be meisa him. If that will eliminate his Maisa Masira to you, that will help you, that will be matzal you. So to hear, if you're already, so to speak, caught a Baal Lila, and now you just want to snitch on him and tell the government that you didn't do it, someone else did it, you have the right. And the Tshuva Sabach says the same thing. And here you don't need Hasra. I mean, it's too late, and the Hasra is not going to help you. I mean, before you can give Hasra, now it's too late for Hasra. The government officials are already on the trail, and they're interrogating you, and if you don't spill the beans, you're going to get in trouble. If that guy's Maisa was a Maisa that he shouldn't have been doing because of redifus, not because he did something illegal. If he did something illegal, you're not allowed to snitch. But if he did something illegal that jeopardized the safety of the tziba, then you have a right to be moisim and say, it wasn't me, it was him. That's, and the Ramesha brings it down as well. Ramesha says, even though the Ramad didn't bring it down, Pasha, that's the halacha. I didn't see anyone argue, but like I said, it's no, Ram Rizberg says it lahedya. All right, let's give a bunch of stories throughout, and we'll flesh this out a little bit better. There was a Chuvis Majdam. He has a case that there was a kihila that they made a haskamas a kihila that they're going to put into cherim anyone who deals with counterfeit money. Apparently it was a prevalent practice and they were getting problems from it, backlash from it, so they made a cherim that anybody who deals in counterfeit money should be put into cherim, and anybody who knows of somebody who deals in counterfeit money and doesn't report it to the tuveir will also be in cherim. Means they're going to make sure, put the nail in the coffin, make sure that this guy cannot survive in the city. And came along a guy, Reuven, and he knows that Shimon is dealing in counterfeit, so he immediately answered the call, and he reported him to the government officials. And now the guy, and he got him into real tzaris. Now the guy took him to a din Torah that he was Moisim. What did you do? So the Maisa answered, what do you mean? I had a right to be Maisa because that was a Haskamah Zagilis, that's what we should be doing. So he said, if you look in Haskamah didn't say that you're allowed to be Maisa him. The Haskamah said you should tell the Tuvayir, and the Tuvayir will be Maisa him. But you shouldn't take the action in your own hands. You should give him over to the Tuvayir, and the Tuvayir will decide what's the best action to take, give him Masra, and if he doesn't listen, then he'll give him over to the government officials. So therefore, they held that he was a Maisa. But Teich Adram God, I missed out a few pratim, he said that what was the case? The case was, how did Reuven know that this guy was dealing in counterfeit money? He knew is because he saw a business partner, whatever, a friend, associate, holding on to counterfeit money. And he says, how do you come to counterfeit money? He said, well, I just got it from Shimon. And with that, he went and reported Shimon to the officials. He said, how do you believe a guy, an erechot, a guy who's telling you that Shimon was dealing counterfeit to now be moisim? Avad, you can't do that. And certainly you can't do that without Asra, because the Ramah says you need to be mastering first. Without Asra, Avad, you're going to be a moisa. That was one case. There's another case, it was a chuvis from the Chaviz Yor. His case, sorry? That was in his haskamah that designed to vishyata, because we were afraid that it was going to. Pashas, you should not need Zayin Tuvi ear. Like I said, the Chuvis Nefer Tzuvim says you do. Maybe only he says you need it legabi da Asra, to be more effective Asra.
What was the outcome?
He paskin that he was a Maisa, and he was Mechaivim. For whatever happened, he was Mechaivim. It was a problem. There's a Chuvis Kavis Yoh, however, who says that if it was a Ganav Mufursim, that was the case, he stole, he's a mamish, that's what he does by practice. Still, he says, it's not borer that he's a masakin l'rabim, because if he gets caught, he'll be caught and he'll be punished and he'll even be killed, capital punishment for stealing in those days, but that doesn't give you a right to be meisim. Because the pashas, if you look in the Kavazir, pashas he means, he wasn't ganev from Yidin, he wasn't a meitzel or rabim from Yidin. Yeah, like I said, he knew exactly who to steal from, he was stealing from goyim. So mitzad, meitzel rabim you don't have, but you have this new problem. He's a mazik l'rabim, he's a roidif l'rabim, that would have been the tzad to be able to get him. And the Kavazir says, he's not a mazik, he's not a roidif l'rabim, because if he gets caught, they're not going to blame the tzad. But they're only going to kill him. It's going to be a terrible chilul Hashem. The goyim are going to say, "Look, all the yidden are involved in stealing a mamish kafaluk." That doesn't give you a right to kill him just because it's a terrible chilul Hashem. And he says, only the pechusim shebehem uses as a pretense because they themselves know the chashuvim shebehem all know that they're more ganovim amongst the goyim than amongst the yidden, and they know that they have a bunch of rotten apples as well, and it's not a problem and whatever it is. But he says you don't have a right to kill him because he's not a roidif l'rabim. By my base, he says that it's nofuts, it's being passed around. So anyone who's caught with a counterfeit money is already subject to a problem. He might be accused of dealing with counterfeit. But this guy is stealing, only he's going to get killed. That doesn't give you a right. That's not considered a mazik l'rabim. There's a Truvis Ugas Elio, also a shtickle a couple hundred years ago, in Simuchav Beis, close to 200 years ago, I think it was. He has an interesting case. The case was that there was a person who was Nebuch a Pirish. He left Yiddishkeit, he was Hema Dasai, then he came back to Yiddishkeit, then he left again. And now he's trying to come back. He moved out of the city, and now he's trying to come back in the city. They gave him a warning that he should not enter back into the city, even though now it seems, it's not clear in the tshuva, even if he would be chayza to do tshuva, they gave him a warning, do not come back into the city. Why? Because if you come back into the city, then the government is going to think that we were the ones who made you a Baal Tshuva again, we were makar of you, and that's mamish a crime that someone should go from their religion, lahavdil, to our religion. So therefore, they'll punish the whole tzibur for it, so they'll mace him not to come back into the city. And he did go back into the city. So he gave him a right. He said that since it's Akpada Gedoila, you are jeopardizing the Rabbim for coming back into the city because people are going to think that we were the ones who were Hirziruhu Ladas, that he has a din of a Moisa, and you're allowed to do away with the guy. You're allowed to give him over to the officials, whatever it is, because he's considered a Moisa L'Rabbim. He's a Maz, whatever, a Raid of L'Rabbim. Means even though maybe he's even doing a tshuva, but we gave you the warning, we're Makayim that, and now you have no right to come back. All right. And there's another tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak. He has a case. What happens if a guy drives recklessly? And you want to report him. Teach him a lesson. Fix his wheel. Teach him how to drive. Or maybe he shouldn't be on the road altogether. Do you have a right to report him? This is a shame name or this maisa. So Minchas Yitzchak says, somebody who drives recklessly, first of all, is a meitzer umetzar l'rabim. So you have that heta. Because he's a public menace. Today he parks over here, he parks blocks to the walkway, he does this, he does that. He's a meitzel rabim. Means he owes that to very meitzel rabim. Now, Moshe is truly stealing sifritayin shoes and hitting shoes for some reason that's not a rabim, I'm not sure. But if a guy who drives recklessly is a meitzel rabim. Second het, he says, a guy who drives recklessly is really a roidif as well. Like it's a sakoni, it's like a mazik l'rabim. But mainly he says, you'll report him to the officials, not a problem. Sai mitzad meitzel l'rabim, sai mitzad roidif l'rabim. Oh, but at the end of the truth, which is the last paragraph of the truth, he says, you should know, but all these atayim is only after hasra. Without hasra, you don't have a right. So if you're going to report him right now without giving him hasra, you're going to be a maisa, you have no right to do it. But if you gave him hasra and he continues to be a mitzal rabim, a meitzal rabim, a reindiv rabim, then you're allowed to report him and get him in trouble, or give him tickets or whatever it was. There was such a case as also in Hadarim, it's a Yarchon, many decades ago, but in Shnas Chavav, over there they have a case that a person was a nichba, I think it means an epileptic, that never, it's a chayli, there are doors and you could lose control of your muscles and you fall down, whatever, and that person wanted to drive. And they warned him, you're not allowed to drive, because if you drive and you get an attack, chulila, you can be killing people. And they gave him a warning, the same thing, and he refused. The doctors told him that he is not allowed to drive, his condition doesn't allow him to drive, and he wanted to drive anyway. He has a heta, he's allowed to be meisim l'rabim. Because he's a raidif, he's a mamisha raidif. You gave him asra, you mekayim it, and that's fine, after that it's fine. There was a maisa here in Lakewood not too long ago that somebody passed a bus with flashing lights. Now, everyone in New York passes buses with flashing lights, and everyone in Lakewood doesn't. It's always, whenever you move from New York, the first time you always pass, you know, whatever, until you're told. You know, everyone starts to scream at you. You don't realize that the Hanhagi here is different. But there was somebody who passed
the same law.
Sorry?
Same law, just a bunch of whatever in New York. The same law.
I'm not sure. Is there a law in New York too?
Did you just say
Lashon Hara?
No, he said Lashon Hara. Anyway, Bekitza is a person passed a bus, and the bus driver was fuming. He was a Yid, so he called the cops and gave the guy a ticket for passing the bus. And the guy got in trouble with fines and his points and his insurance. He mamish got really messed up. So he took him to a din Torah, Lagabi the Maisa Mesira. So Lechaira. Yeah, bus driver was a Yid, yeah. So Lechaira, based on this halacha, based on the Truvis Munchas Yitzhak, the guy, if he's a Moisa Larabim, or he's a whatever, Raidif Larabim, he's a Mazik, he's driving recklessly, Cholili, he could be killing kids, especially, see, in New York, it's Mamish works the other way. Because in New York, no one is Macbid, so therefore the bus drivers are more careful, and the parents are more careful, and the children are more careful. But in Lakewood, that come out, everyone is Macbid, so the children aren't careful, no one's careful. They just walk because they think everyone's not going to drive. And if this guy is going to drive, Chulili, Hitaka could be a Raidif Larabim. Hitaka could kill somebody.
Kids get hit in New York all the time. It happens all the time.
I know, percentage right, I don't know.
I'm telling you, but I don't percentage wise, but it's illegal to pass a bus in the last mile. You live in New York, it's Lakewood or Timbuktu. It's against the law.
All right.
And the guy from Stam and
Mustafa Ahmed. I don't know. All right, but at least here in Lakewood, I'm asking that the guy is considered a roidif, and he, again, Mitzal Rabbi, you have to know, but at least he's a roidif, he's definitely a mazik Rabbim, this halacha. So based on this halacha, he should have a right to be maizim to the officials. The problem was, that you needed asron. He didn't give him asron. So without asron, so they were machayiv him for everything that he did. Not only that,
part of the job is to report this?
So part of the job is to work on Shabbos. You let her work on Shabbos?
No, it's not going to be a cop.
Huh? So he wasn't a cop. He was a bus driver.
No.
He's a bus driver, and he reported him.
The Yiddish cop be allowed to.
Okay, maybe we'll go into the second half at the end of Sifya Rabba. Hopefully, no, Sifya Beis, I'm saying, but hopefully, we have time soon. But let me just finish first with these. There's another reason why he wasn't allowed to do it.
He was from New York, and was to the East from New York.
What was his taina? I don't remember his taina.
He first time he didn't do it. That was his first time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he didn't do it. Never happened.
All right.
It wasn't going your best.
No.
And I think at the end they reversed it. In the end, after everything, it didn't stay in this maskana.
I hear. Okay. Another.
Where does Allah of Asra come from? Here?
Yes, it's straight over here. Nir Asra. That's what it says. You need Asra. Without Asra, then you're not allowed to do it because maybe Asra will be effective and he won't do it again. Another reason why it should be Chayiv, or at least it was not Mutter to do. Chayiv is another step, but at least not Mutter to do is because if you're looking at Mukim Aram, he says we're talking about somebody who's Shtendik a Mazik L'Rabin. But if he does it only Pam Achas, he says, that doesn't give you a right to be Maisim. He dealt in counterfeit money one time. He does money laundering one time. That doesn't give you a right to be Maisim. Why? Because maybe tomorrow he won't do it again, so it's not a problem. He'll stop and everything will be fine. What we're worried about is someone who does it as a business, someone who's ständig doing it, that's his modus operandi. If that's the case, so we got to stop him. So we give him a straw and then we stop him. If not, then we're moise him. So this guy, just because he passed the school bus once, doesn't mean he's ever going to do this again. You don't know that he ständig does these things, so you wouldn't have this heta either. You don't know that he's a mazik rabbim. This time, Baruch Hashem, he didn't kill anyone. And you don't know he'll ever do it again, so he's not considered a mazik rabbim. The maise is about...
New York. So you mean even if you give him a straw, it won't help?
No, I'm saying a new reason why. First, A, you need a straw. Second of all, even without that vote, you need a straw. You don't have a heter because the heter was only to someone who ständig does it. He's oisik b'ziyufim. That's his business. He constantly does it. But if he does it one time, that doesn't give you a heter to be maizim.
If you give him a straw after that one time,
and then
he does it a second time.
Oh, so maybe that's right.
Ständig, maybe.
I don't know what it doesn't say. He says pamach is not. I don't know what the cutoff point. Maybe two, maybe three times. If you have reason to believe he's going to continue to do this, so then he's jeopardizing the safety of the community. So then you have a right to do it.
Asra is for what? Asra is that you should give you the right...
Instead of being moisi to the officials to stop you from doing this again, I can just tell you, here it's not done in Lakewood, so don't do it.
There's a law. Wait. I got a license, and you got the law.
No, come on.
Is that all you have to say?
What?
Is that all you have to say?
What? Don't do it. Yeah, right. Give him Asra.
You have to say, if you do it, I'm not sure.
You're asking a good child. What's the extent of the Asra? I don't know, it doesn't really say that. Asra is, the Gemara says, Al-Takhvi, Al-Takhvi, don't show. It doesn't say, and if you do show, I'll kill you. Rav Kana didn't give that. It just says, Al-Takhvi, so could here too. Don't do it because you're jeopardizing the Ramam. Don't do it. Yeah, I don't know if you're now, if you tell me by fearing Ois, the Asra will be more effective, like Rashi says in Itzik Pasha, the Mashal, right at the beginning, that it's more effective like Asra because you give him a Dugma. So maybe Kozman, you don't give him a Dugma, so he's still considered like Esher Latzbek Mevav. You should have given him that Dugma. Maybe that would have caused him to stop. But, all right. Anyway, Lamai says this is all, everything I'm talking about this Basho of Lamashal, only whether he had a right to do it. But if he did it, even though he didn't have a right to do it, could be he'll still be potter for the halacha at the end of the sif. That means maybe because of kumtem, min adin. So he won't have any money, which we'll see.
What's about the example?
Ask the police to station the speed trap or patrol car to catch this perpetrator. The fellow was driving recklessly.
Good. What, you're going to tip off the guy?
Tell the police that there's a reckless crime in the neighborhood.
So that's the same thing. You're telling the police for this Indian.
I'm not saying the person.
No, but he's going to catch him. The same thing. You're sicking a dog onto the person. So if that's the case, it would be also, unless you gave him asra. If you gave him asra, then it'll be fine. If he does it, keseda, and he continues to do so, even after you gave him asra, then it'll be mutter for you to do.
What about a Jewish car?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make a difference. You're a Meisen. You have an honest, even a cop, even if the cop is a Jew, he's still could be as him honest.
I drive Mr. Sugar, right? You don't want to confront him and tell him, if you don't do that, I'm going to call the police. And I know that when the police catches him, who did it?
So at least you confront him. So call him up, send him a letter in the mail, whatever it is, anonymous, whatever it is. He shouldn't be doing it.
No way.
I understand. You tell him that you shouldn't be doing this. You're jeopardizing the safety of the Sima. There's a few more tshuvas and then I'll let you go. There's a tshuvas Abach Simon Mendalid that has a case that somebody was Messiah. He forged documents. And for some reason in his town, when you forge documents, also it sheds light on the tzibah, that the tzibah is that type of people who forge documents, and they're going to get the tzibah into trouble. And now the government found out that there's a Reuven who's forging documents. So he was Metzaveh, the Tuvei He'ir, to dan this person and give him over to the shayfet. The Bach says you have a right to give him over, mamishka sevaita discheshim, because since his action jeopardized the safety of the community, you have a right to give him over, even though there's no asra anymore, it's too late for asra, still you're allowed to do it because he was a roidiv. There's a Beis Hillel in Yeridea, Simon Reish Samach Zayin, the Ber Hetev brings it down also in Yeridea and Kuf Nun Zayin, that has a case that somebody was a moil, and his business was he mauled gerim. And again, they don't appreciate people changing religions, lahavdil, from their religion to our religion. And it's a danger. Someone whose mouth's game could get into real trouble. So he says that since it's an alila ala kahal, if they find out that there's someone in our community who's being mal gerib, it will get the kihila into trouble. It's mutter to go tell the government that this is the person who's mal gerim, and to do away with the guy, stop him from being mal gerim, even though he's doing a mitzvah to be mal gerim, but he's jeopardizing the safety of the tzibo, you're allowed to be moise him.
Why is he?
Because they're going to think that everyone is party to this, again, and everyone is a party to try to make gerim. So it's a problem. There's a Chuvis Minchas. So the Chuvis Minchas Allah Zechela Gimel Simen Memvav, who brings this down, and he says, I don't understand, this person being Moise Nafshoy to do a Dva Mitzvah, this should be different. Right, so he says, he brings, whatever it is, Mako Kilis for Rabim. But the Maise says he himself realizes that it's not a good sushel because all those cases were where it's mechayiv to do, l'moshal. He said when a geizah gzeira latzibo, so certainly if it's gila reish v'chazam and good, the gikonel aver is avada, then you have to give up your neshama. But even if it's tam, the Gemara says even the shoelaces. But if it's out to go a gzeira against the yidin, then you have to be moisa nafshay. So there they were out to go a gzeira against yidin, so you have to be moisa nafshay. But over here that the gzeira is not against the yid, the gzeira is against the would-be yid. The gzeira is against the goyim not to convert, so there it's not a gzeira ala tziba of yidin, so you don't have this het of the Gemara. Still, he feels, oh, he said, Lukhari, he says it's not doing it to this case. Lani's daite, I'm not going to argue with him, but in his daite, I think that the Beis Hillel is correct. It's because you want to be Meis HaNefesh to a mitzvah. We could dan mitzad you if you're allowed to be Meis HaNefesh, b'makom that you don't have a chid to be Meis HaNefesh. But because you can't be a frumak on your Messias Nefesh, jeopardize the safety of a tzibah, you're trying to mal this ger, and if you should get the tzibah into trouble, who asks you? You're a raidif. A raidif is a raidif. Even if a raidif is shaking a lulav while he's doing a maiser, if he's a raidif, a raidif is a raidif. you're allowed to kill him. No matter what, even if he has the best kavonis, if aroidev, he's aroidev. All right. There's a Ar Sameach in Hilchos Yisaidi HaTorah. He touches up. It says of Maisa Shimshon, the Shimshon's Shver, he married a Polishti, whatever. Shimshon Shver took his wife and married her off to somebody else, and that got Shimshon pretty upset. So Shimshon then tied the shulim and he burnt the city down, and then he just took one more step of nakama. So the Polishtim realized to calm Shimshon down, they burnt his wife and his Shver. They thought that would be Mephias Shimshon. So Shimshon said, yeah, to Mephias enough, that only take one more pachat, and then he made a major ariga, and he killed a lot of people. When he did that, the Polishtim got upset, so the Polishtim went to the Bnei Yehuda and told Bnei Yehuda to go give us over Shimshon. So 3,000 people of Bnei Yehuda went to capture Shimshon to give him over to the Polishtim. And that's, so it's in Perek Tezvav and Shaiftim. So Frechter may say, a lot of people ask the Kashan, but no, a lot of people ask the Shaila, but they ask, what's the heta to give Shimshon over to the Plishtim? Where's the heta? So the Ar Sameach says, this is the heta. He was a mazik l'rabim. His acts were jeopardizing the safety of the community. By he doing so, Chalila the Plishtim could take revenge, cause trouble with the Yidin. So he was, and he was talking about Shimshon, but that Maisa was a mazik l'rabim, a redif l'rabim. So for that, they have now it might be too late, because again, like the box case, they're already, the government, the Polishtim are already asking you to give it over. If you don't give it over, we're going to punish the Tzibah. So if they're threatening to punish Bnei Yehuda if they don't give him over, and his Maisa was, we're talking about Shimshon, but if, irresponsible, Kivayachal, his Maisa was jeopardizing the Tzibah, so therefore he has a din of Maisa, you're allowed to give him over. That's the Ar Sameach. All right, Kehena V'chen is a lot more in the truth, as I see I'm running out of time. Let's go weiter, because this end of the Ramah is very powerful. Misha, we already touched on this in the past, and I would like to revisit it a bit. Misha writes to Levroyach, someone who would like to skip town, V'loy L'shalom La'akim, and not pay his creditors, the people who he owes money to, Masha Chayiv, the Acher Gila Hadava, and somebody else was a good Samaritan. God, that the case was, it was his Shver. His Shver decided to be a good Samaritan and to snitch on his Edim, nothing like a Shver, to the guy. Ein loy din Moisa. He doesn't have a din of a Moisa. Why? Sherei loy hifsidoi. He wasn't mafsin in any money. Rak shehutzik l'shalom Masha Chayiv. The guy, the Malva, now caught a hold of the Leva before he escaped and forced him to pay back the loan. Was he mafsidin? No, because any money that he paid back was kumtim bedin. He's supposed to pay back. He borrowed the money. He has a chiv to pay back that money. So therefore, he's not considered a moisa. Shavalei lo yhevsidu rak shortzuk l'shalom ha'shachayim. Mokom malkim zok the Ramah, even though you can't be mechayiv in money for his moisa, because he wasn't mafsidin any money, bira awesome. He did something schlecht. Why? The havi kimeshav avei delakam. He was a meshav avei delakam, because who asked you to be a good Samaritan on Yenis Gajman to give money back to the guy? This guy was able to escape the town, not paying back the guy. By you snitching on him, you ended up causing a yid to lose money to go to a guy. That's meshav avei delakam. So out of that, you should be also vimgarum loy hezik. If you go him a hezik, then chayv l'shalom loy ma'ash garum loy. If you go him a hezik, means he caused, but you are snitching on him, the guy took revenge on the yid and caused him to pay him even more than he was mechuyev to pay mitzad the loan, so that's a hezek for that extra and a chanam that you're going to have to pay, that you're a moisa. But for just the principal amount that is chayev to the guy, you're going to be potter, because that's masha chayev. All right, that's the Ramah.
The
moisa is the masha veda, because the moisa caused the loiva to pay the guy. It means the Moisa caused a guy to get back his chayv. So he's meshav the aveda, this chayv, to the guy. He's a kimeshav aveda la'akam. I say so, the Ramah, it's really again invited from the Namukim Aram Rizberg. Alright, so this seems to be a major, major heta, that basically whenever you do something, that yenu kumtem minadin is going to be mata. But let's flesh this out a bit more. If you look in the Ber HaGoyel and Siv Katan Nun, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You're potter. You're right. Sorry. You're potter. It's not right. I shouldn't say you're mutter, but you're potter to do it because you're not mafsir amun. You don't have a shame moise to you. You're right. But it's still also to do because meshav veda lakam. Correct. If you look in the Ber HaGoyel, Sivkot Nun, he says, Lafini's daiti dvorav tumun bizeh. Sharei hu ba'atzmai, the Maram Merizbrook himself, kosev shom, im hivka da'akam, o hivu li'Yisrael, o meis ha'akam, v'makev ha'pekadon ha'peroin, v'inu maksu li'yoshev, kishotevim mimenu, hu koi ba'ovain, kazi nala b'mafki ha'ovo, b'mokam chilul Hashem, o kumashkazav shom, good, v'im kain, einu inyin la'vedus ha'akam, sh'atayra hitira, sh'atayra. Avedis Hakim, the Torah said it's muta, but hereby, of course, Avo, but Mokum that you have a tefiyah, but Mokum Chilul Hashem, you have no right to be Mafki Avo. But Filu Be'Avedis, but Mokum Sheish Kiddush Hashem, Hamagzira, Harezeh Meshubuk, Mavu, Bisim Reza Magvav. Ukva Poshat Hatikun, Vaminik, Sheminhage Akilo, Shemaniga Akilo, Oimdim Alamishma, Sholalasa, Sheka, Vavla Lumas, Umakzrizim, Venoisim, Meshus, Lefarsim, Olagalis, Lahem, Alahanoshim, Shaloikim, Bakofo, Oilovim, Bahova, Vendaitum, Lashalim, Bakrom, Midas, Amanigim. Ready, they have a takona. Anyone who borrows money, Amanash, Shalil, Lashalim, you're allowed to be Mefarsim, Megalahim. That's a takona secure thing. Matmi on the Ramah, how can Ramah say it's also to do? You shouldn't be doing it because it's Meshur Aveda. What's the Meshur Aveda? You have to pay up the Chayiv. If not, it's a Chilul Hashem. That's Pasha what he means. That's a Chilul Hashem. He doesn't say it, but that's Pasha what he means. Good. So it means the Bera Goyla argues and Bera Goyla holds the B'mokum that the Goy knows about your Chayiv. It's mutter to do. You don't have the problem of Meshur Aveda La'akam. So he holds that B'chai Gabel is going to be mutter. Comes along the Chuvis Perach Mata Arin in Chelak Aleph Siman Nun Beis, and the Chuvis Gur Ari Yehuda in Chay Shemishvat Lamed Beis, and the Chuvis Meral Diskin, he has Psakim, a lot of short things in Reish Lam Ches, towards the end of the Psakim. They say, like as a follow through, they don't quote him, but it's in the next step, that Adkan we were talking about, where the Goy knew about the Chayiv, so the Yid, the Loiv, had no right to be Mafkiyid. And Avdam Shteit in Ramah that your potter, but it's also because Meshur Aveda La'akam. The Be'agala wants to know why it's Meshur Aveda La'akam. Good. But what would be if the guy forgot about the Chayiv? And you tell the guy about the Chayiv. Or what would be someone is evading taxes and you snitch on him and the government would never know about it and you snitch on him. So now that person had the ability to be mafgiyah this Havah Bidin without causing a Chilul Hashem. And you went ahead and you snitched on him. There they want to say that it's even worse. You're going to be chayiv. Then you're mamash or moisa. Because Akan was talking about that the leiva had no right to be mafkia. So he had no right to be mafkia. So you're not a moisa because it's bedin. Whatever he's paying, hutzuk lashalom, masha chayiv. But if he had the ability to be mafkia, because it's of course of all, b'mokin deleka chal Hashem, and you go ahead and do it, you're mamash or moisa, and you're going to be chayiv. That's how they learn it up. And it's really a step past the Be'agam. It means they're learning up, they're touching up the Ramah. The Ramah's talking about a case where the Goy knew about it. And had the Goy not known about it, it would be worse that it would be Mamish Chayiv. However, if you look in the Goyin bavons everybody, and the Goyin touches up the Ramah, Kipshutai. If you look in the Goyin says in Sufkot and Ayin Zayin, it's a raw. Why? The of course of us a mutter. V'havi kaveda. Of course of us mutter nitzan veda. So you're being maxed, and it's like a modern Sanhedrin. You're being maxed in a veda. V'haynu zok the goyin. You should know that this entire Ramah is talking about. But mokum delek achilul Hashem. Not like you're telling me that this whole Ramah is about ikach Hashem. And if there's no chilul Hashem, you're even going to be chayif. No, you're wrong on both accounts. The Ramah is talking about but mokum delek achilul Hashem, and still you're going to be potter. Because even though that guy has the ability, but Lamaisi, he owes the money. So at the end of the day, if he pays the money, he's not paying his own money, he's paying the money that he's supposed to be paying to the guy. So you weren't mafsid in anything. And on that case, state that you're potter, but it's also to do, because since that the guy had the ability to be mafkiyid, and you didn't allow him, so you may shav aveda. But if it will be b'mokum de ikech chilul Hashem, and the chanami, the Ramah would take a hold, it's mutter. And Echanami, Ramah's not talking about that case. Ramah's talking about a case that it's also to be mafkia because the Ramah's talking about a case where it's mutter to be mafkia because there's no chil Hashem, and nevertheless, it's still going to be part. It means it's two coolers. One cool is b'makim the ikach chil Hashem, it's even mutter, and the second cool is b'makim the lekach chil Hashem, you're still going to be potter. And we discussed this barichas in the past, and I want to revisit it. It's really a shock. The shock in Sivkot and Chof, if you go back, he talks about a case that you tipped off the melech that somebody could pay taxes. The melech was looking for Yitzis Yain or Tvu or whatever it is, and you tip off the melech right over there is where it is. Zok the shock, Hainu, when it says over there that you're a mice and you're going to be chayiv, Hainu, but if it will be din in the malchusa, Zok the Shach, you're going to be potter. Even though the melech would have never known about it, and the guy had a right to be mafkiyit, so what? He has a right to be mafkiyit, but I also have a right to be, and I'm right, but if I do be maisa him, I'm going to be pata, because I wasn't mavzin him any money, because the money that he ultimately paid to the king was bedin, because he has a chiv to pay that money, hazdinu d'malchus edina. And it's not just a shach, it's a taz in Shin Samach Tes b'shein Marshal, it's a tshuvas marishdam. We discussed marishdam is even medayiket from the tour. The matur brings this down that you only a moisa when you mafsed in money. What does that mean, Dr. Marishdam? Because if he owed it anyway, then you're not mafsed in money, then you're going to be potter. And not only that, with a bunch of achrin, it's muchach minei abed. Let's take it to the next step and we'll flesh this out a bit.
The question here is that
if the guy knows, if the malva knows that you owe me money, if the guy knows that you owe him money and you're not paying him, there's a chilul Hashem.
He skips down to chilul Hashem.
That's how the Bar Goyla learned, and the other Achranim learned. But the guy learned that this case there's no chilul Hashem. Why isn't there a chilul Hashem if he skips down? Maybe he wasn't skipping down to run away from the chayv. Maybe he moved because he got a shtel in a different town. And nonchalantly, he forgot about the chayv. So there's no chil Hashem what he did. And what did you do? You were megalit. You were megalant. You prevented him from being mafkia d'alva b'mokin d'lekach chil Hashem. So you're going to be potter because anyway he owes it, but it's still also to do because it's kamesha avei d'la akam. We had before in Hilchas Eidus that the Ramaz says that if you're an Eid Echad and you're subpoenaed to a trial, whatever, you're Eid Echad and you know that a Yid owes a guy money and they're having a trial, the Yid and the guy, so if you're an Eid Echad, you have no right to testify because they're going to be Meitzi Mamun Al Picha. But you're not going to be Chayiv because you could tie a Bedin Kavod. You know that Itaka owes the money because you know the truth. But since they're going to act upon your word, you're not allowed to do it. But if you're two Eidim, then Itaka allowed to even testify because that's Bedin and they're doing the regular process of two witnesses and it's Bedin that they're being Meitzi Mamun for the Yid, you're allowed to do it. Now over there, the Ramah says you're allowed to do it. So why over here the Ramah says that you're not allowed to do it because Meisha Aved Olakam, what's going on? The territory is vital. This is the chilek. Over there it's talking about whether the mamakam of a chilel Hashem. So you're allowed to do it. We don't have the problem with Kamesha Aved Olakam because Yen is not supposed to be Mafkiya Dava. Mashenkin over here, we're talking about a mamakam that there's no chilel Hashem. So he had a right to be Mafkiya Dava. So if you prevent him, you're going to be a Meshav Aved Olakam. And a lot of the Mashals move with this chilek. The Tshuvas Marishdam also says it. The Tshuvas Marishdam says that the Mokum that Yenil was not supposed to be Mafkir Davob, the Mokum that is Ikal Chilal Hashem, he says then, Avadi allowed to do it. Because he's not supposed to be Mafkir Davob, okay, but Chagav, it's a mitzvah to tip him off to get the Yid to pay the guy that he shouldn't create a Chilal Hashem. You're preventing a Chilal Hashem. It's even a mitzvah to do. But the Mokum that there's no Chilal Hashem, and that guy would have the ability to be Mafkir Davob, so then you go ahead and do it. That's Kemesha Aved Olakam. Now this heter, we discussed then also the Tshuvas Marishdam, who applies it not only to Dina Makos Adina, but even to Knossos. So for example, if you're speeding, and I tip off the melech, the police, that you're speeding, so even though this bus driver tipped him off that he passed the bus, so even though we don't have the heter of Meitzel Rabim, and Metal Rabim, and Reidif Rabim, whatever it is, but you have a different, at least patur, that whatever happened to this guy, Kumtem Bedin. Hitaka passed the bus illegally, and the law is that if you pass the bus illegally, you get a ticket and you get points. That is bedin. So vivite, it is bedin, you are going to be pata.
There's a difference though. Because normally a guy had a chay, right? So he had to owe the chay.
That's what I'm telling you, that the Masham says that this is also even the Gabi penalties. It was talking about a someone who was selling wine, Yain Saraf, illegal, and you're allowed to tip him off, or at least if you did tip him off, you're going to be pata. Aye, it's a penalty, penalize the guy. Good, but that penalty was bedin. Dina Makhus Adina is that anyone who speeds gets a ticket, gets a fine, so that's Dina Makhus Adina. It was done, so it's eligible for the Kayach Adina Makhus Adina, so Mamela, it's bedin. So ultimately, if the guy gets a knas, it's bedin, so you can't. I wasn't mafsid any money. The money that I was mafsid you was bedin. You owe that money, so it's not a problem. Now, it doesn't say over here that it's mutter to do, but it just says over here that you'll be potter if you did it. Lagabi mutter, you know, must still says it's also because kemesha avei delakam. Let me just fear ice.
But you said before, I'm going to. Sock was not like that.
No, I'd say. I'm not. I wasn't on the case. I'm just fleshing out. Rabbi Gela said over the psak, and he said he was chayza. I don't know. I just said over that you don't have these heter, but you'll have this heter. That whatever it was bedin. Let me just be myself in the kudon. Is that the Ramos said the problem is kamesha aved la'akum. However, there's a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that it was a bar chufza, that someone who was supposed to do avedis hamelech, a whole group, and one guy didn't show. And his name was Bar Chufza. So they asked the people, I guess, wanted to try to snitch on the guy. So they called out loud, "What are we eating today for lunch?" So they said, "Oh, we're going to eat Chufza today." It was the name of a food. And that tipped off the Tsar, "Oh, Chufza, where's Bar Chufza?" And they took him and they were typhus him. And the Yishami says that that's a problem, that's Lashon Hara. The Yishami says. Now, that was Bedin. He had to go work B'malchus. I mean, that was Bedin. I'm assuming it was Din. Nevertheless, Yishami says it's also because of Lashon Hara. So you see, Be'etzim, besides the Issa of Hashavas Aveda, you have a more fundamental Issa called Lashon Hara. And there are nafkaminis, because you can have cases that there's no Hashavas Aveda. For example, the Tshuva Sholem Meshav had a case that my competition's opening up illegally and I want to report him. So over there, I don't have a problem with Meshav Aved Elakim, because the government's not going to penalize them, they're just going to close them down. So the government's not going to get any money from it, they're not going to gain from it. So there's no Meshav Aved Elakim, and a Kumtem Bedin. So if you learn like the Ramah, it should be Mutta. So the Shalom Meshav, it's also Kusadi Yishami, it's Lashon Hara. How are you allowed to say it? It's Lashon Hara. The Yishami said that's Lashon Hara. Why the Yishami didn't say that's Meshav Aved Elakim? You could try to maybe squiggle out of Lashon might be more basic. May have other truths. The Shah is, why did Ramah say it's a problem of Lashon Hara? Why did Ramah say it's only a problem of Meshav Aved Elakim? L'chay should be a problem of Lashon Hara. I don't have a real good teretz to this, but I could tell you that the Ramah is coming from the Muki Maram Marisburg, and if you look it up, over there he has a slightly different Lashon. One ice difference. He says, Mikomakim Bura Asa, for what he did to tip him off to be Maisehim. V'havi k'meshav aved olakam. Not d'havi k'meshav, it's v'havi k'meshav aved olakam. It's Yadok, and then Mukim Ramar says two things. First, a barah so that you are moisa. It's taka lashon hara, you did a avla to the guy. And the second step you should know, it's also v'havi k'meshav aved olakam. Not that the reason why it's a rah was quotes it's a meshav aved olakam. It's two separate things. Nirmah's gisel maisha here in the document is d'havi. So Nirmah, I don't know why he didn't have a problem with lashon hara. But in Mukim Ram, the problem over there was v'havi k'meshav aved olakam. It could be it's two separate things. You have a Lashon Hara problem and you have a Meshav Aved La'akam problem. So you want to know with this bus driver, let's say, so even if it was Bedin, so you're not going to be Chayiv. Well, let's say you have a police report, you have an accident, we were busy last week, and you want to report to Maisa, you're not going to have any. But the Teretz says, whatever ticket he gets, if it's Bedin and he deserves that ticket, then you're going to be Potter. Whether you're allowed to do it, you still have a problem with Meshav Aved La'akam, you still have a problem with Lashon Hara, you have to overcome those hurdles that it has to be L'Teles, and you have to be M'Kaim Ul, the Tanaim, the Chavetz Chaim, not to have Lashon Hara, and you have to say Meshav Aved La'akam, that wasn't your Kavan, you're doing it for your own Teles, so you might be able to get out of Meshav Aved La'akam. But be aside, even if you're going to be Potter, the Ramah says it's still also to do. So whatever you can minimize, certainly if you can Matzah Bechem Me'Avrav, you could do it a different way, take a mashkin from the guy, make the police report at a later time, whatever it is, to save the guy of Adi, you should go that route to try to prevent him from getting that ticket. All right, good to work.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.